And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down to some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. This show goes like from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga, and I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, War Eagle. And oh, by the way, straight across the line from there to what we call, once again, Fort Benning. Benning! Big old patches of North Georgia, Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And y'all, that's just the radio. That's just the radio footprint. And then, oh, by golly, there's a whole bunch of y'all in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web, logging into the live stream every single day on places like X, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then there's all you podcasters. Tons of you who podcast the show after the fact. Bottom line is, I say all that to say, not just to be cute, I say it to say, we're very aware of where all you catch the show. So no matter where you catch it, you know, whether you get it live stream or radio or podcast, all said and done, where you catch the show, the fact that you catch it at all means the world to us. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate you more than you could possibly know. All right, let me get some text. Wow. What, JP? What's up? I'm looking at this thinking text lines are pretty active.
They've gone 2 days without the show. They're ready to get in.
That's right. And either A, they're a bunch of Bama fans about to set me right, or B, a bunch of Auburn fans about to tell you. Economic quote of the day, says Dave from Capshaw, Milton Friedman, 1912 to 2006. If you put the federal government in charge of the Sahara Desert in 5 years, there'll be a shortage of sand.
It's real.
That is so real. That's a bumper. He may win the text lines for today. Would you go ahead and give him early applause? I think that one. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Brian from Harvest says, that was a good one. I heard today. How is he a king when the government is still shut down? Wow. Wow. Yeah, welcome to day 20 of the shutdown, by the way, of the Schumer shutdown, the Democrat-installed shutdown of the government. Missing your paycheck yet? Talk to your local Democrats.
Which actually, apparently, the White House has scheduled an event on the Rose Patio Garden with the senators with Trump to sort of like a end of government. It was framed as like a celebration for not caving to what Schumer wanted to do. So that's almost like a sign if they know it's about to reopen and like a thank you to Republicans for holding the line sort of thing. So hopefully it's coming to an end soon.
Well, good.
After the no kings.
I hope so. I mean, they pandered to their leftist base, right? They got out there. Cory Booker and Adam Schiff got their pictures. This is democracy. Okay, it is. What did you accomplish? Did you get your participation trophy for going out there and going, no kings? Mm-hmm. You're the one shutting down government. Apparently he's not the king, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he didn't send his vassals around to go ahead and rip you a new one. So, hey. Nofrey from Lexington just says, awesome weekend. Well, I'm glad. You must be a Bama fan.
Yeah, he sent pictures smoking cigars. That's what it's.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, him and his dad. Oh, that's you. Oh, I see.
We both sent one.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Okay, I see it now. Well, good. Nofrey, by the way, I got some TV jealousy going on. That looks like a movie screen in your house.
Yeah, it does.
That's pretty awesome. Jack from Huntsville says, this past Saturday, my girlfriend and I headed out to run some errands. We turned right onto Governor's Drive, and lo and behold, drove right into Huntsville's own No Kings protest. What a hilarious bunch of clowns holding up all kinds of crazy TDS signs and idiots in animal costumes. Said it was laugh out loud funny. I joined the parade by hanging my U.S. Army flag out my window. God bless America and King Donald. Jack, you're the man. You are the man. JP has a cousin named Jack, my nephew. Could it be? Do you think that's Jack? That's not Jack, is it?
Probably not.
No, I guess not. He wouldn't have a U.S. Army flag.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Yeah. If he does, I want to know. All right. Navy Phil from Athens says, great as always, sir. History has shown that often communists call those that oppose them fascists. Makes one wonder about behind the No Kings rallies, as you noted, the propaganda progressives offer. Yeah, I do wonder. I do wonder who's back there funding it. I do wonder who's back there fomenting it. I do wonder who's back there forging it ahead. So funding, fomenting, and forging. I just coined that right there. It's a gift.
That's good. That was very good.
It's like the pastor thing in me. I have to have the little, you know, the acronyms that all start with the same letter. Anyway, David from Huntsville says, King Biden rejected his generals and recklessly pulling out of Afghanistan and got 13 American soldiers killed and many Afghans and firing military who did not take the experimental vaccine. No more kings. David, nailed it. Nailed it. Nailed it. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, so let's pause there a second. Let's dissect this. Can we? We shall. The Democrats constantly claim that somehow or another we're a threat to democracy. I say we as in the right side of the aisle. Conservatives, Republicans, that we're the threat. And yet at the same time, you watch, I said it in my monologue, you look back on history, they are the ones who dethroned or decapitated basically Joe Biden's campaign after he was the duly elected, you know, primary candidate. They just yanked him out. They didn't hold a convention. They didn't hold an election. They just installed who they thought could take it all the way to the end. Bad choice. But nonetheless, where's democracy in that? Because what they did was they basically opposed the voters, yanked off the candidate who obviously wasn't going to win now, and reinstalled somebody of their own choosing. That's not the way democracy works. This is also the same party that's doing things like shutting down the government. They don't want you to get paid because they want stuff. Well, if this was a king's issue, guess what? They wouldn't have that option. Let's not forget, too, by the way, that the fact that they're gathering on the street, dressing in ridiculous costumes and wearing their inflatable suits and doing all kinds of raunchiness clearly indicates they have rights under the law. Guess what? It doesn't happen that way when you have a tyrant king, does it? So all said and done, their arguments fall flat, except on themselves. It was a giant echo chamber. It was a giant group therapy session. It was a giant, like, I don't know, you ever seen those things where people go off on these retreats and they just scream in the woods? That's what it was. And they come back saying, I feel cleansed. I feel better. I stood on bare grass and I screamed into the woods. That's a no kings rally. That's all that is. And I'm pretty sure if there were participation trophies, they would have all taken them home, been proud of them.
I'm sure. But also, somebody pointed this out. A lot of the normal, happy American citizens spent their weekends at their grandkids' games,
yeah,
going to watch college football games, hanging out, going out and touching grass and actually, you know, being happy with their lives. But the people who are at these No Kings rallies, they seem like miserable older people who obviously, you know, their lifestyles, you know, they don't have a happy life on Saturday to go and, you know, go to their kids' t-ball game, go do something with their family, do something productive. Instead, they went and held signs and were being miserable. Like, I feel bad for them. Like, I wish they had a life that was fulfilling enough that they could spend their Saturdays actually doing something they enjoy instead
doing
of
doing something
that.
You're excited to tell the grandkids about.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do on Saturday, Granny? Well, I left the retirement home and I went over there and I screamed epithets about the president and I held up lewd signs.
Yeah. I held a no kings protest. We have a king? Well, no, but he acts like one. You know, he's trying to be one.
Oh, geez. Okay. John from Huntsville. Phil, spectacular monologue. Also, thank you, sir. Did you hear that there was a major jewelry heist at the Louvre? I did.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Says, by the way, JP, I told you Alabama would easily beat Tennessee, and I told you Missouri would beat Auburn, and I knew Georgia would win as well because it's rigged. And JP, I can't believe you picked Auburn to beat Missouri because I picked Missouri to win.
I thought Auburn would find a way, but I guess not.
John, you picked Missouri to win. Brother, come on. Okay. Have I got a call? I do. I did not even realize I had a call right now. Let me run to the phone right now. Who's that? Kareem, how you doing, man?
How you doing today, sir?
I'm good. Did you go to your No Kings rally?
Absolutely. I'm feeling absolutely wonderful.
Oh, good.
Especially after I've seen on TV when that eagle flew above those protesters in Philadelphia. That right there, it broke me down.
That was AI generated.
Because it showed that bald eagle knew what time it is. He knew the assignment.
That was AI generated.
If you got, that wasn't AI. That was 7 million people around this country telling you what they're not going to stand for. Now, like I said before, I don't know why y'all continue to push this country in the direction that you're doing it.
Okay.
But I don't believe you'll win. Could you imagine if those 7 million people were armed yesterday?
Hey, man, you know what? We already won.
No, you didn't win anything.
We
Nobody
did.
Nobody's winning anything.
Guess
in this
what?
Nothing's costing.
Y'all had your.
Nothing's costing less. I don't see where to win it.
I tell you what. So y'all had your No Kings rally, which, by the way, First Amendment right. Get out there and do it. I thank you for not breaking things. That's great. Didn't burn any buildings down this time. That's wonderful. But the reality is you had your No Kings rally, and guess what? On Monday morning, Donald Trump was still president.
It doesn't make a difference. But
okay.
He got the message.
No,
he got the message.
He had a good time. He had a good time with your message.
Y'all keep trying to pass it off. All this bunch of old folks. No, it was black, white, Republican, Spanish. It was America. that was out there yesterday.
Were you wearing an inflatable animal suit?
If you in the room, read the writing on the wall, Phil.
Hey, Kareem, were you wearing an inflatable animal suit?
No, I don't have to. I don't have to. Read the writing on the wall.
What's up with that, by the way?
Let me my flag in front of my house ever since he got reelected.
Let me ask you, what's up with the inflatable animal suits? What's that about?
The what?
What's up with the inflatable animal suits at all the No Kings rallies? What's that for?
Showing how ridiculous it is for him to try to turn the military against his own citizens, which you said he's not going to do. I remember we had this conversation. You said he's not going to do that. That's not going to happen. And look at it.
All right, so my question, though, was if you go out to a No Kings rally and you wear a giant inflatable anime teddy bear suit, how's that say something about the military?
Because every time they try to say, oh, it was rioting and it's Antifa and it's bad people and it's thugs and they throwing bottles and stuff. People came out there and said, no, we are just going to protest him peacefully.
Which one did you go to, by the way?
One protester was arrested. Only ones that was arrested was Trump supporters who went out there trying to fight people. And
I don't recall there were any Trump supporters arrested that I saw, but which one did you go to?
37 of them.
Where?
37 of them got arrested.
Where?
Trying to intimidate people.
I'm asking you where?
Across the country.
37 across 50 states and millions of people.
Yeah. But out of 7 million people, not one got arrested for doing anything illegal, showing that we...
Actually, there was one arrested in Fairhope.
Peacefully.
There was actually...
That we are coming to you peacefully, telling you to stop what you're doing.
I hear you. Listen, man, I hear you. I hear you. I respect your right to be out there. But by the way, don't try and pretend y'all didn't have anybody arrested, because there was actually an article this morning on 1819 about an arrest at a No Kings rally in Fairhope. It's kind of ridiculous. It was somebody being profane.
7 million people, the largest protest.
You want me to believe you? Why would I lie about that? I'm just telling you. Go read 1819 News. They've got the story on it right now. But let me ask you this: which one were you at?
Know what they're going to say about it?
Hey, which one, Kareem? Kareem, which protest were you at? Huntsville.
Huntsville.
Yeah.
But they're going to listen.
How long were you out there?
They're going to try to minimize it. It don't even matter.
I'm trying to get a man on the street interview going here. Hey, Kareem, I only have a certain amount of time. You can waste it telling me things I don't want to hear anymore because you already said it three times, or you can let me ask you a few questions. So you were at the Huntsville No Kings rally. What time did you get out there? How long did y'all go?
We didn't stay long. Actually, I never even really stopped. I just kept on going.
But, oh, come on.
I mean, and I'm being totally truthful with you, because my wife was making ham and baked macaroni and cheese and stuff and all that. So I wanted to get home.
Well, I mean,
I'm being 100 with you.
But
at the same time, that does make more. Got out.
I think baked ham, macaroni and cheese would be better than a No Kings rally any day of the week. But so you weren't actually out there yourself. Did you have any friends who were out there?
No.
Okay.
Not that because some of the guys, these are older guys. That's my friend. They're not getting out there. They don't want to get tear gas and stuff. You know.
There was no tear gas.
That's what they thought was going to happen.
There was no tear gas on Governor's Drive.
Who was there for the civil? Who was there walking in the civil rights movement? My next door neighbors and stuff like
there
that.
There was no.
They already know what this is.
So the alarmism is still going right now, even though nothing happened. Does it strike you as odd, though? Let me ask you this. Does it strike you as odd that if he really was a king, that it would be him shutting down the government over what y'all are doing as opposed to y'all shutting down the government?
We know that he shut down the government because it's two reasons why he shut it down.
You realize he's the president. He doesn't have any power to shut down the government. Y'all are the ones doing that, right?
No. Do you realize that he got all three branches of government? All he got to do is fund Obamacare and the government open back up. But he don't want to do that. He'd rather take health care away from 15 million Americans.
Yeah, I'm starting to break into a sweat for you right now, man. I mean, I'm literally starting to break into a sweat because I'm getting embarrassed for you. You know that Schumer is the one holding out the vote. He's a Democrat. You know that, right? It takes 60.
No, I know
there's only 51 Republicans.
I know that it's Mike Johnson and President Trump that's holding out the vote.
Mike Johnson already passed it in the House. It's in the Senate right now, Kareem. You know that, right?
Yeah, listen, he's the same guy that won't swear in the lady from Arizona because they know they released the Epstein file.
Okay.
But everybody sees this. This is nothing right. new.
Brother, you know what?
Everybody sees this, and we know why they're not doing it.
Hey, Kareem, you know, I hate it. I didn't realize you're on the phone till too late, but I've got to go to a break. But you know I love you in spite of yourself, right?
You ace. The feeling is mutual.
Okay. Have a good day. And by the way, tell your wife that baked ham and macaroni and cheese sounds good to me, too. I would have been there.
Yes, it was absolutely wonderful. And we had stuffing with it, too. And she did the cornbread, the apple crumb, and all that.
My God. So. I, All right, I'll see you for dinner.
All right.
I'll see you. Bye.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. All right, listen, we got to take a break. I ran long. Come back for a short segment. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just making common sense like a superpower. All right, so we got a short segment here because I ran long with Kareem. That was fun. And by the way, I'll take anybody's calls as long as they're respectful. And then sometimes it'll be fun. Sometimes it gets rowdy. But Kareem said some things, too. I got to go ahead. And if he's still listening, I got to say, JP did some quick research for us during the break. He made the statement a moment ago that millions of protesters nationwide, which, okay, I'm not faulting or concerned about the fact that there were millions of people. Guess what? There were 70-plus million that turned out and voted for Trump last November. But that being said, the Trump derangement syndrome thing is pretty darn real. And I get it. There's like a pandemic right now of Trump derangement syndrome. And so millions turned out. But then Kareem said, and the only ones who got arrested were on the, I guess, the right side or something. And
yeah, those dangerous MAGA folks who came and couldn't stand that people were protesting.
Yeah, exercising their constitutional rights. So, darn, I'm sorry. I hate to bring truth to the conversation, but JP did some research. JP, did you find that there were actually No Kings protesters that were arrested around the nation?
Yes. So I'm reading one article here from the Denver Post. 13 protesters were arrested during a wave of secondary marches at Denver's No King protest, apparently for not cooperating with law enforcement and trying to block traffic. And then I'm seeing another here from ABC 7 Los Angeles of 14 No Kings protesters arrested after apparently they started to march towards Aliso and Alameda, California, and at that specific location used lasers and industrial-sized flashing lights against police officers and an LAPD airship. So,
wow.
Yeah. Most, wow. But what's funny is the ABC 7 LA article says it was a mostly peaceful No Kings Day.
Mostly peaceful.
But 14 were arrested.
Kind of like the BLM riots that were mostly peaceful.
Even though 14 were arrested for not being peaceful.
But. And we do know. And by the way, I think majority of them were peaceful.
Yes.
And I don't fault anybody going out there and saying what they believe on the public square and having a constitutional right to be wrong.
Or be ridiculous.
Or be ridiculous.
And gross.
And gross, because we saw a lot of that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's up. I don't remember seeing this level of gross in right-wing protests.
No.
I we had the guy sitting in studio a few weeks back who was at January 6th. He said it was actually the most respectful, patriotic event he's ever been to. And, of course, people did things they didn't need to do. But up until that point, everything was just great. But we actually had a guy arrested down in Fairhope. Stories on 1819 News, if you want to see it, for wearing a giant inflatable male genitalia costume.
Yeah.
I mean, who does that? And you know, good on Fairhope, which is a, generally speaking, a purple/liberal community in Alabama. Beautiful city, though.
There are also people celebrating Charlie Kirk's death.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Saying some of the most horrible things. Yeah. Anyway, you want to call in, text in 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. It's turning into an audience participation day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Phil Williams here. I want to remind you that Inspire Advisors is one of our sponsors and they are doing amazing work. Look, I know this audience. You're the kind of folks who believe in standing up for your principles. You're good stewards of your resources. But what if the companies you were investing in don't reflect your values at all? Well, that's why you need to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. Because Inspire Advisors, they are experts in the field of biblically responsible investing. They can help you grow your bottom line while also be proud of what companies you're investing in. Inspire Advisors. Check them out. Their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com, and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Just man, oh man. Where'd hour number one go? I don't even know. What happened to hour number one?
It's gone.
It's hour number two already. Let's talk football for a minute.
Okay.
I got to. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to be a pragmatic Auburn fan right now, all right? I'm going to tell you there's two things that got to get fixed. One is we got to figure out our coaching because I'm not sure Hugh Freeze is up to it. I don't know how much longer he's. I'm just going there. I'm just saying right now, the man has gone 0-3 in conference play all 3 years he's been there. All 3 years starting off the season. That's a horrible record. And right now we have a losing season as we sit here, 3-4. The other thing that I've really thought about doing a monologue about how much I admire Auburn's kicker's personal resolve. I mean, I just forgot his name.
McPherson.
The fact that he had, a large section of his colon removed last year. He entered the season with a colostomy bag. He's playing with a colostomy bag, and the kid has lost a lot of weight. I mean, you look at him, you can tell his body went through it, and he's still out there kicking. He's still out there with the risk of getting hit. You know what I'm saying? And so, number one, but you know what? If you miss three field goals in a row, all of which are doable because they're like 40 yarders. One of them was straight down the pipe. I mean, it's not like you're having to kick off the left hash mark and you're a right-footed kicker. You know what I'm saying? You look at this thing and go, okay, that's a kickable kick. And he misses three, and that's the difference of the game? So Auburn's got to fix coaching, and Auburn's got to fix kicking. There are some other things that can happen, but those two things right there decided the game, in my opinion.
Well, and you know, I didn't get to watch the game yesterday, but...
You were too busy smoking cigars.
Yeah, I was too busy walking the quad smoking cigars. But, you know, it's... We're in a new age of college football where coaches are getting fired before the season's even over. Billy Napier was just fired yesterday after our win. It's so, and we talked about what happened to James Franklin. There's some talk about Mike Norvell at Florida State being gone before the season's over. So it wouldn't surprise me if they were to pull the trigger and just get, because part of it too is if Auburn doesn't, these other schools that are firing their coaches, they're getting ahead in the coaching search already. So Auburn may not want to wait until the end of the season and get behind on that. So, you know, I think the right thing to do is to let him finish out the season. But like you said, I think it's, if teams are in positions talent-wise, which Auburn has a good enough roster to compete in the SEC, but they just can't finish the game at the end, I think that's points to coaching.
Their O-line needs work. Their D, I mean, the Auburn's defense was the thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was and I'll be honest with you, I think Jackson Arnold is a pretty decent quarterback. But the O-line's got to give him more time. But then all right, I'm going to finish up talking about Auburn. I will say this. One of the things that was pointed out, when does the portal open up? December?
I believe it's December.
I think it's December.
I think it's early bowl season.
It's right after primary season's over with, right? So when you've got all the regular season play over with, the portal opens, I believe. And one of the things that was pointed out to me the other day was if Auburn's going to pull a trigger on Freeze, now if they want to keep him, just say so we can establish that he's here.
Yeah.
All right. And what he says and who he recruits is what he's going to do. But if they're thinking about pulling the trigger and they tarry on it, they run the risk of players who feel unstable jumping into the portal who might have stayed if they knew who the new coach was going to be.
Yeah, the portal opens December 9th.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, part of me feels like Auburn's going to, because Hugh has had health problems, that Auburn's going to want to do the right thing and let him finish out the season. But also, you just don't know in this new era of college football. So,
well, see, that's the thing. There's sympathy, and then there's what the program is established for, which is winning games.
Reality. Hey. Here's the thing. If Norvell gets fired, Malzahn may be a free agent soon because he's an OC at Florida State.
That's true.
May just have some fun and, you know, he's already loved.
Bring the Gus bus back?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's an option.
Just blowing that air horn as he comes into town.
They shouldn't have got rid of him in the first place.
I agree. So here's the other thing, though. The game that I enjoyed the most was watching Vandy. That guy Pavia, man.
Pavia's legit.
Pavia's legit.
He's good.
And Vandy is now, has the polls come out?
Yeah, Vandy is top 10 for the first time ever, maybe? I know it's been at least a long time. I think it's the first time they've ever made the top 10, though.
So is Pavia is there a Heisman talk about Pavia yet?
He's in the talk. The main three quarterbacks I'm seeing is Simpson at Alabama, Sayan at Ohio State, and then Pavia at Vanderbilt. Those are kind of the three main quarterback front runners.
See, what struck me is you watch him play, he plays with confidence.
Oh yeah.
And he plays with a bit of swagger. But what I like, I always watch when you see a close up of when the quarterback's, you know, either, you know, under center or in the, whatever the case may be, but when he's about to call the play and he's assessing the D and all that, and and you watch their face, some of them always look like they're in over their heads, like, and you see it in their eyes.
They're figuring it out.
Like, oh crap, what am I going to, I mean, oh, geez. And they're looking at the sidelines. And then you see quarterbacks who look like, in their eyes, they've got this. And the entire time I watched Pavia, I kept thinking, he's got this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who else is going to beat them. I mean, they got to play Tennessee. It'd be awesome if Vanderbilt beat Tennessee, though. I think that game's at Tennessee and Neyland, so it's going to be tough for them. But they could be flirting with the SEC championship.
And I love the fact that he's 5'10", 210, almost 210.
Yeah, exactly.
5'10", he's like a freaking fire plug.
Yeah.
I'm 6'2", 220, so he's almost as much as me in weight, and he's several inches shorter.
Yeah. His story is amazing, too, but yeah, I agree.
Okay, that's it. I've exhausted my ability to comment on football today. But I still think that something may happen with Auburn sometime soon.
We'll see.
Okay. Navy Phil from Athens now jumping in, says the ACA has never been affordable. It was passed. I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about football. I read NCAA in my head, and it was ACA, the Affordable Care Act.
That was during Kareem's call.
Okay. Oh, that was during Kareem's call.
Okay. Or after.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Jeremy from Madison says, you know, the next thing conservatives should do is to have a national assembly for prayer instead of a protest, and have the sole purpose of the assembly to pray for all the lost liberals and Democrats. We need to pray away their deception. Hallelujah. Jeremy, you know what? I actually like that. I years ago, when Promise Keepers was a big thing, before JP was born, when Promise Keepers was a big thing, that was before, I think that had to be before. Yes, it was. But we had a million men pray and worship on the mall in Washington, D.C. And I went there, and it was probably one of the most moving events of my life. And there was no other purpose except to pray for our nation. And believe me, when I say there was a million people there, holy smokes.
Yeah, I mean, I think a big indicator when you see events like these, like the No Kings or any protest, is like the character of the people who are protesting. And you see like the March for Life protests, and you know, any sort of protest from conservatives, and it's people praying, and you know, obviously there's going to be some, you know, crazy obnoxious people. For the most part, it's people, you know, you can see the Holy Spirit in them. But you go to these No Kings protests, and like you see the mocking deaths, like Charlie Kirk. You see, you know, people in suits of genitalia. Like these are not very.
They're not serious people.
No, so I think that's an indicator of, you know, which side is, quote, the good side in this.
I look at some of those protesters and I think whatever it is that you would vote for is not what I want.
Yeah, exactly. Like if that's the side that you're on, I don't want to be on that side.
By the way, Adam from Athens has texted in and says, we all know that Kareem was the one wearing the inflatable unicorn.
That's why I said he wasn't there. Oh, no, I wasn't there.
Matt from Madison says, was that a Democrat parrot named Kareem? Wow. Anyway, okay. Jeff from Indiana says, at the next No Kings rally, someone should dress up like a zombie walking around as all these Democrats with a sign around his neck saying, I'm hungry, but Democrats have nothing for me to eat. Brian from Decatur says, for Kareem, I thought that they agreed to fund Obamacare for another year and they still turned it down. No, they agreed to allow an up or down vote on it. So that's the thing. The Democrats want to tack it on to the continuing resolution just to keep government open. And we're like, no, that's a separate piece of legislation. If you want to own the bill, own the bill. Don't try to slip it in because you think we got to write checks to keep the government open. You come back with your own bill. And I tell you what, let's do this. Senator Katie Britt, how much time have I got? I'm not going to have time for it.
Yeah,
now.
We're up against the break.
All right, we're up against it. Let's do that. Let's take the break right now. We're going to come back and jump into our content, one of which is Senator Katie Britt dealing with Dana Bash on CNN. Holy cow, Katie Britt putting her in her place. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just pulling pins on truth grenades, y'all. So let's go ahead and talk about this whole First Dipper. TDS is real. We've kind of been kind of in that mode anyway, talking about the No Kings rallies and all that, because that's part of my content here. But I want to describe or give you a good, clear image of what it's like to try and deal with a liberal media that has TDS too. So I've got an audio clip here. It's a little long. What I want to do is I want to play a bit, break it down, play a bit, break it down. So Senator Katie Britt from Alabama went on with Dana Bash on CNN. Dana Bash was just like all in on a narrative. She wanted a certain narrative. And so there she is, ostensibly. You can tell from, by the way, if you're watching the live stream, you'll see it. If not, you'll just hear it. But she's literally looking at Katie Britt, and you can tell by Senator Britt's face that she has been told she's coming on to talk about the government shutdown, and instead, what they really want to talk about is something that nobody's really paying much attention to, and that's the fact that former Republican Congressman George Santos had his sentence commuted. And that's how it all starts off. So let's play it.
Katie Britt of Alabama, an ally of President Trump. Senator Britt, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I do want to start with the news about Congressman Santos. He did plead guilty to defrauding his donors and constituents of hundreds of thousands of dollars, money he will no longer be required to pay back because of this commutation. Is this acceptable to you?
All right, break a second. I will point out to you, if you've ever watched Katie Britt do interviews, if you've ever been around her for 5 minutes, she smiles constantly. And I mean like she's a positive person.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
She's got a warm personality.
Yeah.
She's probably one of the best, like what I call retail politics out there. She is already shooting laser beams at Dana Bash, and she has yet to smile once. Go ahead.
Look, I'll let Congressman Santos speak for himself when he comes on your program next. What I appreciate is President Trump's commitment to the American people. Look, we saw obviously disarray under President Biden, and President Trump is actually making good on his promises to secure our border, to actually make sure that our economy starts working for American people. And we're also seeing him bring peace abroad. So I'm focused on the things that President Trump is focused on, and that is making sure that the government gets back up and running, and certainly look forward to making that happen soon.
I do want to talk to you about all of those things, but real quick, no opinion on the commutation?
Well, look, President Trump has the opportunity and the ability to do this. I find it interesting, though, that we see more people focused on him, on Congressman Santos, than we did on the on Alberto Garcia, who actually, as we well know, trafficked humans across our country and then has been accused of everything from beating his wife to being a member of a gang. And yet we see Democrats focused on this man. And so I think people need to go into focus about what really matters. And I think obviously getting criminal legal aliens out of America is something we should all be able to get behind.
And Abrego Garcia is going through the legal process now. Santos did go through that and pleaded guilty, and that's why he was in jail.
Well, I certainly hope that him and others are held accountable.
Okay, let's talk about the government shutdown.
Okay, stop a second. First of all, good for her. She didn't let her get, and Dana Bash, as smug as she is, she was trying so hard to put her in her place, and she was having none of it. And again, if you're not able to see the live stream right now, and I encourage you to do that, you can go to our X or Root or Rumble or YouTube or our Facebook page or even on our website, rightsidemedia.org. You can see what you're also hearing sometimes right now on radio. So I will point out to you, Katie Britt has yet to smile. She has yet to look like she enjoys being there. She's there. She's doing what she's supposed to do. She goes where they ask questions, and it doesn't always have to be where she's, like, you know, with best friends. But she is not conveying that, I'm just so happy to be here, and let me try to fake it for you. No. And she put Dana Bash in her place. Now they're going to the government shutdown. Well, TDS is well at hand. So let's play it.
In many states, people are beginning to see how much their health costs will rise if the expanded Obamacare subsidies expire. That's, of course, what Democrats have been warning about. 130,000 of your constituents in Alabama could lose their coverage. And your leader, the Senate Majority Leader John Thune, says he is willing to hold a vote to extend those subsidies if the government reopens. Would you vote to extend the subsidies?
Look, first off, let's be honest about this. Democrats are playing politics. They are pandering to the far left because they're actually terrified of them. They're not working for the American people. Leader Thune has put a clean CR that has passed the House on the floor. This is something that Democrats voted for 13 times under President Biden to give us an opportunity to continue to do our work, the actual appropriations process, which you hear no Democrats talking about. When it comes to the ACA subsidy, subsidies and these COVID era subsidies. Look, you didn't hear them talking about that until days before they put it until the government needed to be funded. And the bottom line on this is when you look at the costs that are coming up in 2026, the vast majority of the costs that the American people are going to see, 80% of the raise in prices that they will see in Obamacare, has to do with a fundamentally flawed program, Dana. Look, from the very beginning, Obamacare was never affordable. You even saw the Washington Post say the Affordable Care Act was never affordable. So coming in 2010, they put in subsidies in 2014, then put them in again in COVID in 2021. And these subsidies that they are fighting for allow millionaires to be able to take advantage
of them. So that's about
reform. So you have people that have reached out. Wait, hold on 1 second, Dana. You have people who have reached out to our office who have maybe two homes in different places, and they are getting these subsidies.
All right, pause it there. And I'll go ahead and tell you right now, because we're up against a break, that Dana Bash tries to interrupt, and she tries to get back to her narrative. And what I really appreciated was Katie Brent was not letting TDS take over. Katie Brent was not going to go down the road of saying, well, it's hard and we need to work together and do it. No, she went ahead and told her what she didn't want to hear, is that Affordable Care Act has never been affordable. And all these tax credits they're talking about, they were put in place because of COVID, and now millionaires get to take part in it. So why are we doing this continually? Why are we continuing to upfund and spend money on things that are not necessary? The fact is, she called it out. It's politics. That's all this is. It is pure D politics, and that's the only thing keeping our government shut down right now.
I don't envy Katie Brick because she had a great time at the Bama game and had to wake up the next day and talk to Dana Bash. So I don't envy her.
So maybe she was still getting over the cigar smoke is what you're telling
me. Maybe, yeah.
Okay. All right, we're taking a break. We're coming right back. We're in TDS is Real. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm telling you right now, wherever you are listening to the radio, we got a big chunk of the southeast covered by radio. And oh, by the way, a ton of y'all that watch live stream on the internet right now in places like YouTube, X, Rumble, Facebook, and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then a ton of y'all podcast and catch it after the fact. I say all that every single time to make sure that you know that we can tell all the places where you guys are engaging the show. And it means the world to us. So thank you very much for that. Some old texts I didn't get. Oh, my gosh, there's a bunch of texts I didn't give earlier. Good heavens. I didn't even see Yellow Dog Mike. Yellow Dog Mike earlier in the show says, well, didn't see you at the No Kings rally. Your sign off that there's more of you sure didn't look like it to me. Did you like the AI post with Trump with a crown dropping feces on marchers? I did, actually. Real classy post by the President of the United States. If MAGA had a shred of dignity, you guys would be ashamed. Last I checked, y'all are the ones out there with people wearing inflatable male genitalia and having signs that talk about, you know, extolling the virtues of Charlie Kirk being murdered. And don't think you didn't, because they're out there. And then, oh, by the way, a lot of other deviant stuff. So don't come talking to me there, Yellow Dog. And I'm pretty sure if you look at the demographics, I do not think that was a cross-section of America at these protests, largely.
No. And when he said, I didn't see you at the No Kings rally, yeah, we were actually, you know, having fun time with our families.
Yeah. I was doing yard work, enjoying the game.
Being productive.
Going to dinner with friends.
Instead of out being miserable, you know.
Yeah. And getting everything ready for my grandkids to come visit.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoop, whoop. All right. David from Huntsville sends me a text that says, you can't tell me the mass shooter in Montgomery has been let out on bond. I don't know what we're talking about. Is that an old text? Or is that today?
No, that was today.
Okay.
I haven't seen that.
I need to find out what's going on. Brian S. from Huntsville says, as an Alabama fan, I remember the kick six, and I'm over it. He said, we've won 9 out of the 11 games, so it doesn't even bother me when you try to bring it up anymore. How about 4th and 31? Okay. You have yours. We got ours, man. I'm just saying. No kings.
No kids.
Jerry from Decatur says, love your monologue, Phil. It reminded me of what Democrats' brand of democracy is to them. The freedom to know, believe, and do stupid. Therefore, all the anarchy. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate you. Nick from Chattanooga says, also, don't forget when they changed the rules to give Hillary the nomination over the voters' choice, Bernie. That's exactly right. Oh, my word. Yes.
Yeah. And Kamala getting the nomination without a single vote. Like, that seems a little bit... Queen-like to me.
That was, queenish.
Yeah, yeah, queenish.
She was feeling rather queenish that day.
And, I mean, Nancy Pelosi has been in office for how long? Like, it's kind of hypocritical from these people.
Well, Bob from Decatur thinks that Rush Limbaugh would have blocked Kareem. Maybe so. Because I know very many people that turn the radio off when he comes on. Okay, that's fine. You know what? I typically listen to him when he calls in and then disagree with him and we move on. Scott from Russellville says, I know you got to take Kareem's calls, but you completely lose me when you do. Okay, Scott. Listen, Beth. I'm just telling you, man. The fact is, I am not scared to talk to him. Shane from Harvest says, Kareem didn't go to any No Kings rally. He didn't. He admits it. He went home to eat. Mark from Red Bay says, okay, Kareem, 7 million people out of 350 million. That's a very small minority. Diving in on Kareem here. John C. from Madison says, if Kareem is correct, it's about time the Democrats had a major protest without burning down anything. Kareem just loves to hear himself talk and never shuts up. Kareem, if Trump was a king, would he allow your stupid little protest to continue? Trump was president, he wouldn't have to worry about the government shutting down. Okay, there you go. Tom with all the kids says, Phil, you're a better man than I. How do people suffer the fools? You know, dude, it's the bottom line is I know I can shut off the mic whenever I wanted to. So, but we let it ride. I think I had a good time with that one too, by the way. Okay. Hang on a second. Ken from Harvest says, this is not Vandy's first top 10 rank. They were in the top 10 in 1947.
Been a long time.
Then he says, Pavia for Heisman.
There, I will wait and see.
I don't want to say I'm a Doors fan, but I'm enjoying what I'm seeing.
I can enjoy it now that we beat them this year.
Okay, there's that. Wendell from Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, he says, for $53 million, Auburn could possibly have Brian Kelly.
I don't think you want to touch Brian Kelly.
I don't think anybody needs to go there. All right, I'll get some more text here in a minute. Let me dive on into my topic. So I'm gonna finish up this TDS is real thing. We know it's real. I know you know it's real. But I've got a piece right here. This came from the Huntsville rally that Kareem was talking about. Okay, pray tell, what do we have? Well, 1819 News, I hold it right here in my calloused former paratrooper hands. Shortly before 9 a.m., attendees began lining Governor's Drive, holding signs and flags while breaking out in chants critical of President Donald Trump, Republicans, and ICE. Many of the signs bore messages like Donald Trump rapes kids, Christie kills puppies, hands off our freedoms, and Trump is Epstein. The only one in there that makes sense was hands off our freedoms. If you want to protest, you don't like the way things are going. Okay, never mind. 1819 News spoke to two of the activists who were present that were proudly displaying a Soviet flag. So they were walking around waving USSR flags. And one of them said he was doing it because he was worried about the Supreme Court trying to kill the Voting Rights Act. The other one just flat out said, because we need to push the Democrat Party more to the left in order to fight Trump.
I mean, at least he's honest. They're saying it, though, not us.
He's flying his communist flag while he says we're just trying to push the Democrat Party further left so we can fight Trump. That, by the way, came from the Huntsville rally. That was the Huntsville rally. And then there's the rallies all over the place. And I've got an article. Town Hall did a... Hear how thick that is? I mean, it's that thick. Town Hall did a complete review of social media posts about rallies like this around the nation. And there were some big ones. I mean, listen, I'm not put off by that. But Z Van Fleet, who I just saw a little while ago on the Will Cain show up on the screen here in the studio, Z Van Fleet, she actually, her family escaped communism in China. She said, with a picture of it, she says, just came back from a No Kings rally in D.C. Here's my observations. It's true I did not see a king. The crowd was not that big. Street parking was not hard to find. Majority of the people are white, and there's too many older people, like 60 radicals. That was everywhere. We saw that all the time. Here's another one. George Conway. You know who George Conway is, right?
I do.
Yeah. George Conway got out there wearing a I'm Antifa shirt and tried to have himself a moment where he picked up a bullhorn. Did you see that?
It was pretty funny.
It was. I don't know who dyed his hair either, by the way.
It looked like himself.
Step away from the Grecian. All right. So he was like major touched up before he went out there. He grabbed a megaphone. He started yelling, hey, hey, Donald J., how many kids did you starve today? Hey, hey, Donald J., how many kids did you starve today? And the crowd just stared at him.
Yeah.
Like nobody did anything. And then he kind of laughed, went, okay, and he walked away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like, oh, okay.
It was pretty cringe. yeah, he's such a never-Trumper. Where's that next one I had here? I'm looking at all the different social medias. I had one that I wanted to point out from, oh yeah, this one. So Jack Posobiec, I said his name right.
Yep.
Jack Posobiec has a picture of one lady holding up a sign, and all it says is A, Trump's ear, B, Erica's heart.
Yep.
And you know what that is?
Yep.
That's the shooting of Trump and wounding his ear, and then that's Erica Hart, which is, Charlie Kirk's wife.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me that, I mean, the callousness.
Well, there's another video of a lady doing, you know, like a gun signal to her neck at people, and then turned out that she's a teacher. She's a teacher, an elementary school teacher, and the website of the school had been shut down because of all the people, you know, reaching out to them. But it's like, these are people teaching your kids.
Yeah. I had a lady, a teachers union that used to try and wear me out on social media, and I kind of would always just give it back to her, you know, not like rude. I would just say, well, if you read the bill, you'd know this. Or I would say, well, that's not the way I didn't get elected to get reelected, so do what you want to do. And she'd always come back at me like, how dare you? How dare I? You're cussing me in an email. She sent me an email once that was so illiterate. And I finally said to her, Ms. So-and-so, I don't know where you teach, but I fear for the kids in your class. Mm-hmm. I mean, illiterate emails, rantings. It looks like she gets drunk and gets on there and just a little keyboard courage starts typing things up. On this, I will say this. There are some very real things happening in Trump derangement syndrome world. One of which is a story here on Fox, which was the first to report it, and I'm not sure anybody else is yet. Secret Service discovered a hunting stand in a tree near with a clear sight line to where Air Force One lands when Trump boards and deplanes down in this is down in Palm Beach, right? So somebody put up a tree stand, and the Secret Service found it. And right now, my last check on the story, unless you got an update, my last check on the story was that there's not been anyone who's been located or detained in relation to it. But there's also some indication it might have been there for like over a month. So the question is, how does somebody get a tree stand within sight of the airstrip where Air Force One lands on a regular basis?
Dan Bongino was on Fox News yesterday morning and said that it was flown back to an FBI lab as investigators are working to identify and track who set it up. So I guess the stand's been taken down and is being investigated, but that's the latest I've heard on it.
Wow. Well, I mean, they'll look at all the things, some of which is going to be like, is it a common brand? Is it sold? How old is it? Is it an older model? They'll fingerprint it, the whole thing. But
the picture of it does not look very sophisticated. I mean, I've seen some legit, you know, deer stands. You know, this is literally like just a little, like somebody just set it up there quick. Like it was, which I mean, that's not saying that, you know, it couldn't have actually been a hunting stand, but having it a direct line of sight to Air Force One and it being, you know, so informal, you know, doesn't look very good.
Not at all. Trump, by the way, I thought he had a great point. He was talking about the Democrat Party, and at one point in his discussion with Maria Bartiromo, he said he doesn't think the Democrat Party even has much of a future the way they're going right now. In his words, said the Democrats are kamikazes right now. And they are. He said they're kamikaze pilots right now. They've got nothing going. They have no future. They have incompetent candidates. And then he talked about, you know, Jasmine Crockett and some other stuff. Last thing I will say is Trump derangement syndrome is so triggered by memes. Like, it's crazy how quickly they're triggered by memes. I've got a piece here. How much time do we have? We're not going to make it. I'll tell you what, we'll do this when we get back. J.D. Vance, did you know, by the way, have you heard of, Blue Sky? I know you have.
Yes. I'm not on it, but I've heard of it.
Yeah. Blue Sky is the name of the Twitter or X alternative that was created for liberals to have a safe place to go and have an echo chamber, except that the president and the vice president just opened up their Blue Sky account and started trolling liberals in their own backyard, and it got hilarious. Things are being done now on Blue Sky just for the sole purpose of pressing the buttons that makes TDS jump. So when we get back, we'll do a little something on that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, way overdressed for radio. That's where I am today. Way overdressed for radio. I am. I got to wear my lawyer uniform.
I mean, you're just well for the live stream viewers.
That's true. Hey. Okay. I am dressed just right for live stream.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, okay. I still overdressed for radio.
Overdressed for radio. A couple of quick texts, and then we're going to do this thing. Matt from Madison says, did you hear or address the attempted plan for a mass shooting? No, I have not. I heard, but I have not attempted to address it. It's a breaking story, and I don't know that it was real or if it was somebody that was actually just mouthing off. I don't know what that was yet. We'll find out more details. Thank you, Matt. Tom from Huntsville.
Said the Chicago teacher apparently was fired. The one doing...
That's the one doing the Charlie Kirk shooting thing?
Yeah, and apparently she was making over $100,000 a year.
Jeez, my daddy. Okay, I got the Trump derangement syndrome thing. We're going to wrap this up here, but the Trump derangement thing is they are so. What's amazing to me is they are so susceptible to memes, and we know it, and that's what makes it fun. It's like, you know, just a little poke, and they are just like, ah, you can't say those things. And the amazing thing is what they will say. And yet, if you troll them with something, or if you try to say, so J.D. Vance, who is a great troller on social media, and some would say, well, it's not seemly for the vice president and the president to be doing these kind of things. I don't know. Why not? Listen, if they start using mass profanity or saying some sexual innuendos, I would be bothered by it. But they're not. They're literally just saying, okay, here's that thing that I know fires you up. So what do you think of this? And so you want to play that that Blue Sky? So Blue Sky is the echo chamber for libs on social media. That's where they go to be able to talk amongst themselves and share their angst. And no one will ever contradict them because it's like a great big cry room. It's a safe place. No trigger words are allowed. Except that now that Trump and J.D. Vance both have their own Blue Sky accounts, they started trolling hard this weekend. So if you're watching the live stream, you'll get to see this. Go ahead and play what J.D. Vance did after the No Kings rallies. It's a video of Trump putting on a crown and pulling a sword. And by the way, AI is a little scary. Does that look?
It is.
And then it has Nancy Pelosi kneeling. J.D. Vance's address on Blue Sky posted this video, and it's epic funny. The other one, though, that got people all up, like all wound up, was Trump's Blue Sky account posted a video, AI-generated video, of him flying a jet fighter over and basically dropping a whole load of turdage, a whole load of crap on No Kings protesters. And they're like, how can he do this? Why would he do it? We don't have that video, do we?
I didn't get that video. Get it very quickly if you wanted to.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if we have that. But then I saw one, Harry Sisson gets on. Oh my gosh. Harry Sisson, what? Listen, bless his heart. Shall I just go there? I'll just go ahead and say, Harry Sisson, bless his heart.
That's accurate.
So Harry Sisson he's like, somebody asked the president of the United States of America why he did a video showing him dropping feces on my head. And I replied back, because he heard it was a main staple of your diet. And that's a supply drop.
If they didn't have such a visceral reaction, like, that's just what fuels it.
If they could let it roll, if they could be mature, that's the thing. If they could be mature... But that's asking a lot.
Exactly.
So anyway, the bottom line is, y'all, TDS is real. And President Trump even acknowledges it now. The other day with Marina Bartiromo, he said, I used to think this TDS thing was like kind of a joke. I'd make fun of it. And now I realize this stuff's real. These people got a bad case of it. It's a mess. Here's an idea. Democrat Party, you guys have got to become more mature. I mean, not that I want you to win, not that I want you to prevail, not that I want you to be able to actually debate well, but I'll just be honest with you. It's gotten to the point, it's like, have you ever watched somebody do a solo in church and they're off key and you break out in a sweat for them? You know that? There are times now when I listen to Democrats and I watch what they do and I almost want to break out in like a sympathy sweat. Like, oh my gosh. I mean, do they even know that they are that bad? Like the singer, the soloist in church does not even know he's that bad. Well, that's the way they are. And most of the world watches this No King stuff. And we see some who are like out there just doing their thing and exercising their First Amendment. We're like, all right, whatever. And then we see them, you know, wearing giant male genitalia and marching around with, you know, rude signs, and also the ones making fun of death and destruction and, you know, calling for things that no one should ever want and wearing, you know, putting the rainbow flags up. And you think, do you guys even realize how absolutely foolish you look? Like the level of immaturity is galling. And somehow or another, you actually apparently became an adult. All right, more stuff coming up. We're going to get into some Gen Z rising. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.